When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy ArtisanSeatCushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his Artisan Seat Cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Well, Rochester Public Schools have been expanding a COVID-19 test-to-stay approach. They tried it in three schools and kept unvaccinated students in classrooms for 602 days when they would have otherwise been quarantined. Joining us now is Interim Superintendent Kent Pickell. I have to let everyone know, Kent, you and I are former neighbors, so I miss you in the neighborhood, you and Katie and your lovely dog.
I'm missing you too. We haven't quite replaced anyone to say hi to on the dog walks. We always seem to have some weird synchronicity with you.
Exactly.
We're out there at the same time.
Exactly. We certainly missed you. So tell us about this, Kent. It's an interesting approach. What have you done in this trial and how has it worked?
Well, a number of months ago, it became pretty clear to me and a number of other folks here that despite how much we all have hoped we were nearing the end of the pandemic and that vaccination would in and of itself be the way out of the pandemic, it became pretty clear that we're going to have a subset of our families who, for whatever reason, are very unlikely to have their children be vaccinated. And this was also at a time when elementary students couldn't be vaccinated. And so we were losing a ton of learning time for quarantining kids who, as far as we knew, didn't get COVID and weren't presenting any symptoms, but they were what we call close contacts. And so they were out for 14 days of learning. And if we have learned one thing over the last 2 years, it's that even though our teachers have been heroic in adapting their learning to distance learning and teaching via computer, that is no substitute for having kids in school and in person. So we took a look at two studies, one that was in the United Kingdom and one that was in Michigan, where they tried a test to stay project, and we adapted that and have finished piloting it in three schools, one elementary, one middle, and one high school. And as you say, cumulatively, what we were able to do is preserve more than 600 days that kids would have lost to learning time in school. And we're going to now be expanding that program across our school district in the coming weeks. One final data point that's really important is this was a very labor-intensive pilot, which we did by design because we wanted to really see if it worked. And because we were really hands-on in implementing it in these three schools, there were two things that were able to happen. One, we were able to do a lot of education and outreach to families, which was critical. And the second was we were able to really track how many of those kids who we were able to keep in school actually did end up getting COVID. It's what's called a conversion case. And obviously, that's hard to track when you're just running a school in general. And what we found is that there were only 9 kids who converted to actually getting COVID. And so the good news is when we kept those kids in school, we did so and they didn't actually end up getting COVID.
Okay, those are some interesting data points. So this was in three schools and the district, you guys sent these kits home. Where did you get all these testing kits?
I want to almost say beg, borrow, and steal, but that's not the case. We actually consolidated the tests that we had available from our own resources and then from the state of Minnesota in those three schools. And so there's two big challenges we have in taking this to scale across the school district. One is the availability of tests. Two is the staff to actually manage the program. We looked at doing the testing in school, and because we're a relatively large district, and because of our staff being stretched super, super thin, as is the case in every school district, we decided to do the testing at home. We think that was the right decision. Fortunately, based on some recent CDC guidance, we are going to be able to test less in order to keep kids in school. We're able to be able to do, we think, two tests over 5 days, as opposed to we had some of the students in our pilot took as many as five tests, depending upon when they were a close contact. And so we're going to be able to reduce the number of tests as we take it to scale.
So how did, okay, you talk about staff being overworked, you know, strapped, that kind of thing. How did they handle this process, and how did families react to this?
You know, the main thing that was really awesome was once families knew about this, in particular parents and guardians, they were all in. And not only did we have very high participation in all three schools when, you know, a kid was a close contact and we said, hey, you have an opportunity to have your son or daughter stay in school, we had very, very high percentages say, yes, I want to do it. But 90% of the families, or the kids really, but with their parents' support, 90% who started the program finished the whole protocol. And we were worried about that because, you know, would you start and then would people finish the testing, you know, regime? And they really did. And I think the key there in part was that we took time. I mean, literally our coordinators in the schools usually spent about 15 minutes with each family saying, okay, your son or daughter was, a close contact. Here's what you can do. Do you want to participate? And then the way it worked is they would upload the results of each test to a portal, and then our coordinators would look and say, yep, you can come back to school, or in a very few cases, no, you do need to quarantine because you actually got COVID.
We're talking to Kent Pickell, interim superintendent of Rochester Schools. The public schools are expanding a COVID-19 test-to-stay approach that has worked in three schools that you launched a trial in November. What could other districts learn from you, what you guys have done?
I think the main one thing is you do need to do the education piece. I think kind of to go back to that old Field of Dreams analogy, which is probably not that good unless you're as old as we are, but like the whole if you build it, they will come idea, it doesn't really work. You actually have to explain it. You have to push it. You have to kind of market it. So sort of saying, well, this is common sense. Families should want their kids to stay in school. They're all just going to take advantage of it. It, for whatever reason, just doesn't work. So you do need to have the education piece to explain it and make it available. So that's, I think, number one. And number two, and this is the challenge we're grappling with right now, you do need to monitor with fidelity. And so we had very hands-on support in these three pilot schools, and we know we're not going to be able to do that in all of our sites across Rochester. And so right now we're trying to, sometimes we refer to it as the Cadillac version was the pilot, and then I actually drive a Kia. I don't want to insult any Kia drivers, but we started saying we're going for the Kia version in our other schools, which is good. It's solid, but it maybe is not as flashy.
Good. Okay. Well, good to talk to you, Kent Pickell. Please say hi to your wife, Katie. Come back to the old neighborhood sometime.
All right. I'll do that. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.